Well, good evening. This is Brenda Sanders, your podcast host,
here on The Political Strategy. Listen to me, The Political Strategy. I always say that. Maybe that's the name of the program. No, it is The Political Strategist. And I'm here on the program this evening. I'm very disturbed. You know, I always have prophetic impressions, and I don't like them. I don't like prophetic impressions sometimes. But what I want to talk about is my nephew tonight. My nephew, I believe, Eric, is in a cult of some type. And I believe it has caused him to act out, to do a lot of things that he would normally not do. And this particular evening, I'm so concerned because as I embark to go back to my job and tomorrow, I bought a couple of cameras, and even guess what? Somebody gave me a camera. And I said, well, let me just take the time and sit down and activate these cameras. I've had items stolen from inside my house. And I mean, all of this is very strange. It's very weird. I have notified the FBI like I'm out of my mind, but I've gotten no responses. Now tonight, I sense as my nephew is now not here. For some reason, he was locked up. And every time I'm about to embark on anything, a member of my family is adversely affected. When I went to law school, my dad died suddenly, my first term. When I went to ministry school, my brother was locked up, the first term. And when I embarked on my second term to be elected as a judge, my mother died suddenly. And when I left to pursue a bid for Congress in 2021, my sister died suddenly. And so now that I am pursuing a congressional bid again, I'm sensing death once again. This time it's my nephew. Well, of course, there's nobody else left but my brother, who's still in jail, unjustly detained. And so I'm sensing this death spirit again coming to harm my nephew particularly. He is not here. I understand that he's locked up in the Aiken County Detention Center. And for God knows what, saying he assaulted a police officer that is not even him. But I don't want to say anything about it. But the thing is, I must tell it on this podcast because this is ridiculous. Somebody wants to kill my nephew. Somebody wants to destroy him as I embark on any endeavor, really. And I've asked for Justice Department protection. I've asked for the FBI protection. And now I'm going to ask again for the protection of the local authorities. I'm going to email the detention unit. I sense this very strongly. There is a pattern here, and I'm looking at it right now again. This time it's my nephew. And so somebody wants my nephew to die. And this is both a prophetic impression as well as a podcast report about what I'm feeling right now, a reality that is so real to me. I find it very disturbing. What is going on? I can feel it. And another thing, I believe he's part of a cult that will cause him to act out and do things that he normally would not do. And my nephew needs protection. He's marked for death, like my other family members have been, and he needs protection. It is an effort to stop me in my endeavors. It's not only me. You know, there's another congressional candidate in Alaska. In fact, she's already elected congressional person. And I believe her husband was killed, or some of her family members. I mean, this is, a trend here in this country. And I am not making this up. I'm sensing death strongly right now for my nephew. And it is because of something like, okay, political. Let's get her, make her pay for running for political office. Right now, my nephew is unjustly locked up in the Aiken County Detention Center. For what reason? I noticed that my nephew, this was years ago, so I know this has been taking place a long time, and that is that he was afraid to ride in the car by himself. He wanted me to pick him up from work. And I was kind of incensed by it. He never told me why, but he wanted me to take him to work and pick him up. And I saw his fear, but I did not understand what it was about. And now again, since something is very, very wrong about my nephew and about someone wanting to take his life, I sense it right now. And I'm reporting it again, over and over and over. I'm going to also pray and ask that those of you who are listening to this podcast, please, please pray for my nephew. I mean, Bernice King just lost her brother. And you know, it's all this cancer and all this stuff. Well, my nephew was hit in the chest. He told me this as well before he was locked up in December. And they have him locked up on a date that he was not locked up. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of things wrong here, and I don't understand all of it. But certainly, I would need the assistance of the police authorities to get to the bottom of this. I have always been surrounded by some kind of death. That is why I'm not on the bench as a judge in Detroit. Two different men that I talked to who were judges and just said casual hello turned up dead. I felt the same death and danger that I feel right now. I reported it to the authorities, and I was deemed to be delusional. I was deemed to be delusional. And so I don't know what to do. What are they going to do? Arrest me? Because I fear the death of my nephew, who has been unjustly locked up and charged by the, in fact, almost an opponent of Joe Wilson's brother, Alan Wilson, who's the state attorney general here in South Carolina. Why are you detaining my nephew? It's for a political reason, and you want to kill him because I am running for public office. Not only lock him up, but kill him because I'm running for public office. And I'm telling it here on this podcast, on The Political Strategist, as I go to set up cameras, I feel a death. Cameras in my home, I feel a death taking place of my nephew. And while I'm at it, I've seen this recurring vision maybe for the last 2 or 3 days. I've seen a skeleton sitting at a table. In fact, at the very table I'm sitting at right now, a skeleton, which means death. But that skeleton is sitting at the tables. I previously saw the skeleton leaving to do something and looking in a direction to do something. but that is not the case right now. I also have a sensation of a foot, the heel of a foot pressing on me. And right now, I pray on this podcast that my family members be safe, my nephew and my brother and any other others of my family members, all other family members be safe, their lives protected right now. And as I pray that prayer, I see a pointing toe, like it's ready to kick me out as well. This is extreme. This is an extreme gesture of death, of accusation. I'm supposed to visit with my nephew this Sunday at 2:00. I'm supposed to see his face Sunday at 2:00 at this detention facility where the prosecutor is the brother of my opponent. And yet right now I'm sensing the death of my nephew. Why? Because I'm embarking on a new venture, and here comes a death. I prohibit it in the name of Jesus. I do. I know this is a political strategist, but I prohibit it in the name of Jesus. You will not kill my nephew. You will not stage his death. Say he committed suicide. You will not do it. You will not tell those lies. You will take your hands off my nephew. He was fearful for so long, doing so many things I knew he was acting in fear. You've threatened my nephew. He would never do such a thing. And I'm reporting it here on the Political Strategist. And I'm going to report it to the local police. I'm going to report it to the captain of the jail facility where he's being held. I am going to report all of these things as death that you want for my nephew because I'm running for political office. I thought it was a matter of just locking him up, but you're locking him up to kill him. You're locking him up to bother me. Now that time has passed, we know that the Michigan Supreme Court told a lie when it says I was mentally ill. We know that because there are planes drawing X's over my house daily. Chemical assaults daily. At night, last night was a chemical assault at night where I experienced suffocation. So when I did go to the FBI in 2013 in December, I was telling the truth then and I'm telling the truth now. Well, of course, I have to tell you that I did volunteer a polygraph and the Michigan Supreme Court refused it. They refused my polygraph. You will not kill my nephew as you've killed my sister, as you've killed my other family members. You will not kill my family member, my nephew. You will not kill my brother. I'm reporting this again to the authorities. And I'm putting it right here on the Political Strategist tonight. What you're doing and what you're planning on doing. Your pattern is exposed. Your pattern is obvious. My nephew was here for almost two years in this house by himself and nothing happened to him. The minute I came home to my house, he gets arrested. And so you want to punish me, you want to punish him. You want to kill me and you want to kill him. I've been hit in the chest by military weaponry. So has he. He confided in me that as he was riding into Georgia, I think he said, to cross the bridge from South Carolina into Georgia, he was hit in the chest and he had to be hospitalized. I forgot when he told me it took place, but these are efforts you are doing to kill me and my nephew. I have reported this over and over and over. And tonight, again, I feel this sense that you're going to say my nephew, oh, he committed suicide. Why would he commit suicide? He's in jail. He's in detention. He's being watched. He's under, and he was in solitary confinement as well. They had him in solitary confinement. Why? And now you want to say, oh, he's going to commit suicide. I can see what you would say. You want to say something sinister, a lie. Because you want to punish me. You want to weigh on me for running for political office. Or for just doing anything at all. And this is the skeleton that I see. So I'm reporting it here on this program. I'm reporting it to the FBI, and I'm reporting it to the local authorities once again about someone wanting my nephew dead, someone wanting my brother dead, but particularly my nephew, because he's disappeared. Please stop. Not please stop. Stop these ominous acts against me and my family. It's sexual harassment. It's improper. I'm reporting it tonight to everybody I can think of. Everyone that I can think of right now. And because this is a jail under the authority of Alan Wilson, that is Joe Wilson's brother, they should be criminally investigated about this matter. Even my nephew being locked up. And I'm going to file a report tonight. Tonight! You can no longer kill my family members. You can no longer harm them. Lock them up. For false reasons. To harm me. To harm me. To stop me. This is going on the internet tonight, right now. And I'm reporting this to as many authorities as I can, because I know you want to kill him, you want to harm him. Then say he's suicidal. I've heard those words. You will not do it though, because I'm already up on who you are. My nephew has paid for time for him to call me. He has not called me. He has $50 on his account just to call me. He has not called me. Why wouldn't he call me? I've now started making arrangements for him to be bonded out. Why would he be suicidal? Why would he be despondent under these circumstances? The reason is you're trying to make me suffer and punish me. Yes, that's it. It's a cult. And we have a senatorial, candidate that's over this cult. And trying to keep a stronghold over these young men, these young black men. And I am again reporting it to the FBI. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Talk to you next time. Also, too, let me add part two to this podcast. And the reason is this. I had a scheduled video visit with my nephew today. And it did not go through. It was not successful. And I contacted the captain of the Aiken County Detention Center. And he indicated to me that something was wrong and that I should attempt to reschedule it. I indicated to him that that was what I was told to do. That was the scheduling that I was given. also went on the website of the Aiken County Detention Center, and it said you're entitled to visit your loved one in person. You're entitled to 2 visits per week, 45 minutes for each visit. And I was told by this captain that that was not the case, that they don't do in-person visits anymore for inmates. It was only video, and that I would not be permitted to visit my nephew in person. Well, that's odd, because even in the prison system here in South Carolina, you can go and visit your loved one in person. So I find it very unreasonable. And Joe Wilson, if this is your brother, Alan Wilson, you're very unreasonable that you would not allow a personal visit for an inmate with their loved ones. I find it very unsettling, and I believe it's against their rights. You're violating their rights. Even in the prison system here, hardened criminals and murderers are entitled to in-person visits. So what is going on in Aiken County here in South Carolina? I have innocent loved ones in this system that they have used to try to punish me. Use their prosecution. The same prosecutor, Alan Wilson, who's the brother of Joe Wilson here, who I've mounted a campaign against. What's up with that? Release my nephew and release him now, unharmed, alive. Release him now.